What's up, Bulls Nation? You found yourselves locked on Bulls. I'm Matt. That's Big Dave. Fresh week of Bulls content for y'all. It's Monday, December 20th. The holidays are upon us. Guess what? DeMar DeRozan's back, and he's still DeMar DeRozan. The Bulls beat the Lakers in their first action in over a week on Sunday night. 115 to 110 was the final. We're breaking down that game in every nook and cranny. That's next on a fresh Locked On Bulls. Let's go.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave Watson at BOW, B-A-W-L Sports. You can follow us at Locked On Bulls. You can also hit us up on that text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code NBA or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. And we thank you for making Locked On Bulls your first listen every day. Big Dave, welcome back from the weekend. We actually have a basketball game to talk about. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. And not just a basketball game, Matt. A winning basketball game. A game that we won and we enjoyed. Let's just get into it. I can't wait to talk about this.
So this was the Bulls' first game in over a week. Two postponed games last week because of the Bulls' COVID outbreak. And it turns out that the Bulls were just one and the first of many NBA teams to have significant positive test outbreaks over the past couple of weeks. The Lakers being another one of those teams. They were shorthanded as well. But the Bulls getting back, perhaps next to Zach LaVine, the most important piece of this roster, DeMar DeRozan, who thankfully, when speaking with the media, said, yeah, you know, my only symptom was boredom. So DeMar DeRozan isolating with an asymptomatic positive case. And I thought it was funny. I read in one column after the game that he apparently, as soon as he got the all clear, it was like 1 a.m. when he was officially cleared for protocols, and he went to the Advocate Center to start doing it, doing a workout and getting up shots. Wow. And you could tell, you know, you could tell last night that DeMar was eager to get out there and ball. 38 points and six assists, which, by the way, same stat line as the first time the Bulls played the Lakers, which was also a win. And when did he do most of that damage, Big Dave? It's Mr. King of the fourth quarter, DeMar. 19 of his 38 in the fourth quarter, Dave.
And no three-point attempts. he was 16 of 17 from the free throw line. Woo. What an amazing game. I was actually concerned, honestly, for him going into this game because I didn't know how he was going to look. We know how hot he was and how great he looked, you know, this past games. And older players, you know, when you get in a rhythm, you don't want to disrupt that. And watching him play that game early on, I was like, oh, he's not really getting these calls. You know, he's yelling at the refs a little bit. He's not hitting these jumpers. You know, they're coming up a little long or a little short. And it's just like as the game went on, though, just how smooth the game got. And then when it got to the money time, the cash paper time, Matthew Peck, 19 in the fourth and was serving them up. It didn't matter who was on him. I don't care who they put on him. They were going to get them buckets, all right? He was absolutely amazing. The difference between this 38 and the last 38 is we needed every single stitch of that 38 points that he had provided in this game because everybody that was out. That last one was just an ass whooping. You know, that was just a blowout game. You know what I'm saying? And Zoe was on in his bag. We're going to talk about Zoe later on, too. But DeMar DeRozan, DeMar bad fit DeRozan came out there again, making people look silly once again, who were out there. Matt, you heard them crying. I don't know if DeMar can do it. I don't know. Gonna pay them all this money. He's a little older. It's no way he's gonna be able to do it. I heard Skip Bayless today talking about that. Talking about, well, Zach LaVine, you know, is clearly the best player on that team. I'm like, man, you ain't been watching the games at all. At all. You have not watched any of the games. games at all, sir. And I like you, but you ain't watched Nathan of the Chicago Bulls, if that's your assessment there. And he talked about how bad he was in San Antonio. Dude, you ain't been watching him this season. This dude is in now, Matt, in my opinion, in the MVP conversation. He really is.
Yeah, DeMar was getting those MVP chants at the UC Sunday night. And it's honestly, like, he is in the conversation right now. We're only a third of the way through the season. There's a lot more season to play. Yeah. But if you were having that conversation today, DeMar should be somewhere in the top five, maybe if not top five, top 10 for sure, of that conversation for MVP front runners and MVP candidates right now. You mentioned the Zach and DeMar and, you know, whose team is it and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't necessarily matter because, you know, when DeMar was out and Zach LaVine had, you know, a big night in a Bulls win and said, hey, man, I got your back. Like, you know, nice. Can't wait to have you back, but I got your back. And then last night, it's basically a flip of that script where Zach is still in protocols. DeMar mm-hmm. comes back, leads the team to a win and says, yeah, you know, I got your back while you're out, Zach, but hurry the hell back.
Yeah,
and if there's one thing that I think Bulls fans have been fairly critical on when it comes to Zach LaVine over the last couple of seasons, it's fourth quarter execution. And not necessarily that it was all his fault, but that he was just forced to try to create something out of nothing because he didn't really have help or other options. And while you do see Zach LaVine having very impressive fourth quarter numbers of his own this season, like, he is right there with DeMar as far as, you know, NBA yeah. scoring leaders in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And his efficiency is there in the fourth quarter. DeMar is at a completely different level, I think, when it comes to fourth quarter clutch time, just execution. And I wanted to read this answer of his that he gave after the game last night when he was asked about his comfort level in those clutch situations, including, you know, hitting that pull-up dagger over LeBron to take the lead for good with just under a minute left in the game. DeMar said this, I love it. Growing up as a kid, having that imagination, trying to recreate your favorite player's moments. For me, it's big. It's an honor to be trusted in those moments. I never take it for granted. It's an adrenaline rush that you can't duplicate. So you try to make the most of it every time you're in that position. There's nothing like it. It's fun. You got to take the good with the bad, and I'm willing to take both, end quote. And, I mean, Big Dave, the shot he hit over LeBron, that pull-up, you know, 20-foot jumper, and he put the Bulls ahead by one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught it, but the cameras were on DeMar as he was running back down the court, and he turned back. And I don't know if he was looking directly at LeBron or just the Lakers in general. He had this mean mug, ice in my veins look that was like, yeah, damn right I just did that. And I'm going to keep doing that. And those comments from him after the game totally back up that look that was in DeMar's eyes, which is late fourth quarter, tight game, big game against LeBron. And this is my time. It was awesome.
It was amazing. It's kind of like, Matt, he kind of held himself a little bit because he had that look. It looked like he wanted to just fist pump and yell and scream. And it felt like he just kind of held that in a little bit just not to show it all. You know what I'm saying? But my goodness, if he had done that, it would have been deserving. You know what I'm saying? Because of the game he had. He's carrying still the grudge of how the Lakers did him. I'm telling you, he still remembers this. He ain't forgotten none of it. Just a skoosh. He's remembering all of this, okay? The same way with Zoe, who, again, I mentioned twice, we'll get into. But these guys are carrying this stuff, you know what I'm saying, about what happened with the Lakers and what happened with LeBron. So you know it felt amazing when he hit that shot, especially against LeBron James. After LeBron had that block, after LeBron hit him with the block, he gets the ball back. And you see Bron trying to, and this was an intelligent play on Bron's part, he tried to let him go right because he was trying to run him into a double team. So he knew where his sweet spot was, where he was going to get to try to shoot it. And he was going to let him get there and have that double team come and just live. I don't remember who was in the corner, the player who was guarding, who they was going to leave. But they were going to live with that shot, whoever was going to take it. But it wasn't going to be DeMar. What did DeMar do? He said, I see that. I'm going to hit you with this one dribble. And I'm going to just pull up from the side of my hip and pull this joint. Cash money, and you just saw the deflation on LeBron James' face. Like, damn it, I can't believe this happened. And you know, Matt Peck really enjoyed that deflation.
Oh, are you kidding me? I don't care who's wearing that Bulls jersey, but when anybody does that to LeBron, like hits a dagger of a shot in LeBron's face and final moments of a close. God, oh my God. That's like, it's a drug for me. I love it. Can't get enough of it. DeMar DeRozan now with that 19-point fourth quarter against the Lakers, an NBA best 8.2 points per fourth quarter this season. 8.2. Just every single night when the Bulls need him, and they needed him. They needed him last night. They're going to need him some more as the Bulls continue to get these guys back. The Bulls did get, I think, some nice supplementary games from the other starters on this team, Vooch, Lonzo. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, Big Dave, tell the people how they can save so much money this holiday season by getting themselves a thing called Truebill.
Oh, you know you want to save some money. Why don't you? And it don't even have to be the holiday season for you to save some money, because Truebill will just save your money 365 days of the year. All right? Because you get those free trials. I know what you do. You sign up for them and they say, hey, here goes a free 7 days. It goes a free 2 weeks. But what happens? You forget all about it. Why? Because you're busy and you have a life. You got stuff you got to do. You're not thinking about that. But guess who is thinking about it? Those greedy corporations who gave it to you, because now they all in your pockets, taking everything like the Grinch who stole Christmas. But there's something that's here to stop that. It's called Truebill. And on an average, people will save up to $720 a year with Truebill, because these companies make it hard to cancel the subscription. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts to Truebill. It will cancel all your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And the Truebill concierge is there when you need to cancel all those unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. You can go keep chilling. So don't fall for the scams, y'all. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. That's right now. Go there right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA.
All right. More about this Bulls win over the Lakers that puts them at 18-10 on the season and in sole possession of the second seed in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls were one Javonte Green point shy of having all five starters in double figures on Sunday night. Alex Caruso continues to show that he has been a little bit more willing than maybe at the beginning of the season, finding his offensive role, because he knew it was comfortable with his defensive role, to take his open shots. Caruso, 6 of 11, including 3 of 5 from downtown last night for 17 points. You'd love to see that. Vooch, I think, had a really strong game. We'll come circle back to him in a minute with 19 points. Yeah. But Lonzo Ball, also 19 points, Big Dave. And, you know, whether it was the triple-double against the Pelicans, the first game against the Lakers where he drained 7 threes at the Staples Center, or whatever the heck it's called now, Lonzo Ball, like DeMar DeRozan, clearly has these games against his former teams or teams that he feels like, you know, dissed him in some way, circled on the calendar. And he did the bulk of his damage in the first half, at least on the offensive end. But it's good that they, you know, they needed that, because we've talked fourth quarters DeMar time. The Bulls' offense was a little bit sluggish at times, and Lonzo was there to provide, you know, some points when they needed them, including scoring from inside the three-point line, which is not something we see Lonzo do all that much this season.
Yes, that was so weird, right? Like, just watching Zoe come inside of the three-point line and score and do it in a myriad of ways. Like, that's what was amazing to watch that. So, you know, he has that in his bag. Man, dude, it's like Billy Donovan. Shout out again to Billy Donovan and Mo Cheeks and Fleming and the entire coaching staff. It's like they told him, dude, we need you. While the sack is out, we need you to get off to these starts. Because usually, you know, Matt, they all season long, they've gone to Vooch early on to try to get them off to those good starts. Hasn't worked out well for Vooch going so far in this point. But, of course, that's going to change. But as a point of right now, he's just struggled. So they're looking at Zoe like, well, we're going to need you to do that. And not just maybe not even score, but just be the one who's getting everybody involved and getting them off to those good starts. This one, they were asking him to score, and he did it because, again, he playing the Lakers. He holds that grudge playing the Lakers. He holds it playing the Pelicans. Go check the numbers. That's not just not me saying that. Go look at the numbers. They'll tell you the same thing. But you saw it early on, Matt. They needed all of his points in that first half. He was the one carrying it. Like I said, when DeRozan wasn't hitting those shots, remember DeRozan was 11 to 24. When he wasn't hitting those shots early on, and when Vooch wasn't hitting them early on in that first, it was Lonzo Ball who was carrying the Chicago Bulls and scoring and facilitating and in the defense. He was doing it all for the Chicago Bulls in that first half, and they needed all of it. And him doing that got everybody going. If you notice it, watch it. It got everybody going when Zoe started doing it. When he's hitting baseline fadeaways, when he's taking dudes off the dribble, hitting hooks from the right side of the floor, when he hit him with the double dribble that they didn't call, shout out to the officials, and he came in with that left-hand layup, when he's doing these things like that, and in the second half is providing you with the defense, because he was also guarding LeBron James. When he's providing you with the defense that you need to continue to keep this train rolling, it's been invaluable, Matt. And now he has the scoring with it. It makes it, it just magnifies more how great of a signing this was for the Bulls.
Yeah. And not just, you know, the production, but just the minutes. When you talk Lonzo being one of those guys that, you know, knock on wood, was lucky enough to avoid this outbreak that went through the entire Bulls roster. Lonzo has been out there every night. And Billy Donovan has talked about it in this recent stretch of like, oh man, I had to play Lonzo a lot of minutes tonight. And like, I'm asking a lot of him. By the way, Sunday night against the Lakers, Lonzo had a team high 38 minutes. And you know, as the Bulls continue to try to get some of these guys back, you're going to see those kind of minutes from Lonzo Ball. And you're talking about a guy, like you said, who's being asked to play a significant role on both ends of the floor every night. You know, LeBron had a monster game. I think it was what, like 31, 14, and 6. But even still, the fact that you can have your point guard, if you want to call him that, guard LeBron for significant stretches of a game, and at least find those moments where you force LeBron to pass off and see if somebody else can make a shot around him.
Right.
And I mean, goodness gracious, the Bulls defense was like spread out as far as who got credit for steals and blocks and whatnot last night. But you know that Lonzo is always one of the tone setters there. And aside from DeMar having a monster game, I think the second biggest and most important reason that the Bulls won this game was the margin that they had in points off turnovers. They forced the Lakers into 20 turnovers and scored 29 points off said turnovers. And what have we talked about all season long? Aside from Zach and DeMar being a dominant offensive duo, the Bulls put themselves in the best position to win on a nightly basis when their long, athletic, and talented defense creates turnovers and gives themselves opportunity to score off those turnovers in transition and fast break. 29-5 was the margin in points off turnovers in the Bulls' favor last night. And Lonzo Ball is always, regardless of the stats of how many steals did I have tonight, which he was credited with one against the Lakers, he is always at the crux of all of that.
Yeah, he is always around the ball. He always knows where everybody needs to be. And he is the one, like you said, Matt, it's so much beyond the numbers with him. It really, really is. Like when you're just watching the game, and you're just seeing how he performs and what he's doing on the floor. It's always those little things. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important for him to be on the floor. It's why he plays 38 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's out and things like that, but there's a reason Zoe, they're looking at him like they don't even look at him when it comes down to being tired. They're like, he ain't looking at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, do your thing. But there's a reason he gets everybody going. He's so unselfish. He wants everybody on the team to get their thing going, because that's what drives him. And playing defense drives him. Starting the break drives him. Finding the open man drives him. Notice I haven't even said shooting. I haven't even said it, because it's one of the other things that's down the line that kind of drives him. But in games like this against these teams that he has grudges against, and you know what I'm saying, who teams he's been on, yeah, he's trying to score. He's trying to get those buckets. There was time that in that game when I would watch the Lakers and I'd see Melo go down and hit that three, he'd go get the talking. Very next play, come down. Here comes Zoe hitting his. You know what I'm saying? In that first half, he was doing it to him, man. it was the reason they were in that game and still had that chance to come back and get that victory, because he carried them as far as he could and said, all right, guys, I did mine. Now I'm gonna get everybody else going and involved. It was great to see, man. And he's just been a joy to watch. He really has.
Okay. I also want to touch on Vooch, who I thought had a pretty decent game, and also just talk about the Bulls' current bench situation and also a new agreement with the Players Association in the league about teams dealing with protocol issues right now and how that might impact the Bulls. We'll touch on all of that in just a minute. But first, Big Dave, tell the people about those delicious protein bars that are built.
Oh, you know what, Matt? I was reading on the YouTube comments, and shout out to everybody who comments on YouTube, whether it's good or bad. I love it, and I love responding to all of y'all. But yes, I was reading on there, and somebody said on there, guys, got to let you know, just went and bought my Built Bars. Yes. This is what I'm talking about. You go and you get it. Not just because Matt and myself and Zach Guilford are telling you you need to go get Built Bars, but because they are delicious and they are healthy. 130 calories, y'all. All the protein you're gonna need. Less fat. And guess what? They got so many flavors. Cherry, double chocolate, cookies and cream, peanut butter, brownie, mint brownie, raspberry. So many! And always, they got that flavor of the month for you. Matthew Peck, can you please let the people know what the flavor of the month is?
Happy holidays, y'all. How about an eggnog Built Bar? How about a gingerbread Built Bar? Get you some.
Get you some of that. Don't drop that off for Santa. You know he needs some. Get Santa some of them Built Bars. Leave it out for him. Don't leave him no cookies. Leave him a Built Bar. It will keep him going. And Mrs. Claus will appreciate the fact that you did that. So you might get some extra stuff in your stocking. So this is what you do. You go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15. And you get yourself 15% off your order. That is Built.com using the promo code LOCK15. Get 15% off your order. Built Bar! Get it for Christmas. Sports. I added stuff.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Bet Online. Big Dave, we got a doubleheader Monday night football tonight. We got a doubleheader Tuesday night football tomorrow night. Oh. And tons of NBA games going on as well. So what do? You head to Bet Online, which has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As football season marches towards the playoffs and the NBA is in full swing, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season and heading into the new year. So head to their new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. This holiday season, if you're with the family and they're driving you crazy a little bit, you need to just do something else, clear your mind, just excuse yourself from the dinner table and go see what kind of odds you can get at Bet Online. And then say after dinner, hey, let's all turn on the game. Yes. Easy, easy way to get along with the family this holiday season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. All right, Big Dave, there is perhaps no player who has dealt with more scrutiny this season on the Bulls than the big man, Mr. Vooch. Now, 8 of 17 for 19 points might not seem like all that great of a night, but especially when you're still short Zach LaVine, one of your two leading scorers, like, thank goodness Vooch got you 19 because you needed it. Like you said, you know, you needed 38 minutes from Lonzo. You needed 19 points from Vooch. And 8 of 17 is still, you know, just shy of shooting 50% when ideally you want your big man shooting right around 50, maybe a little over 50% when it comes to Vooch's efficiency. But that's still a step in the right direction. Like, we've been dealing with these Vooch slump games where you see it's like, oh, 4 for 15, 4 for 13, 2 for 10. And you're like, what the heck? What the heck, Vooch? So, again, we've said this before, and it hasn't quite happened yet, but maybe this is that game that gives him the confidence to pull himself further out of this slump. 19 and 13, I will take that from Vooch. If we can get W's against quality opponents with Vooch getting a 19 and flirting with a 20 and 10 double-double, because that's what you expect from him, right? You expect 20-10 double-double. Vooch was a point shy of giving you that last night, and that's what you need from him.
Yeah, he looked more like Vooch than I've seen in a while, in the past few games, Matt. And it looked simple, and it kind of kicked off after that tip, after that putback dunk he got when LeBron jumped on it and he put that putback dunk. That's when it kind of went in for him after that, because then he was hitting them Matt Peck trailer threes right after that. Oh, wasn't they beautiful? Yes, they were. It was so confident, too. They were so confident. That's what I liked about him so much. It just, the confidence was dripping. He was, what, 3 of 6? Like 50% from the three-point line? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you know it's rolling and it's feeling good. Yeah, 19 and 13, I'm taking that every single day from Nikola Vucevic, because he was hitting the shots, Matt, that we have come to expect. You know what I mean? That touch around the rim that he has. And he was doing it in the fourth quarter as well, because he was hitting a couple of putbacks when DeRozan hit him with that bounce pass and he hit you with that little baby hook right there to cut the lead to one. He kept them in that game, man, also in that fourth quarter. He was important. Vooch is important. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have to understand this. He is muy importante. You got to have him out there, man. He's got to do his thing right there. So 19 and 13, I'm taking it every single day of the week. He looked comfortable out there. And that's what I like more than anything, Matt. He looked comfortable. He didn't look clunky. He didn't look lazy. He looked engaged. And again, like I said, he's one of those guys whose offense predicates how his defense is going to be. Because that's when his defense is bad, is when his offense is bad. Didn't have a problem with his defense at all that game, did you? His defense was solid. He looked normal to me, man. And good game by Vooch.
Somebody who I thought did look a little clunky last night was Coby White, who led the Bulls bench in minutes with 24 and points with just 5. Yeah. Highest bench scorer with 5 points. Coby 0 of 4 from downtown against the Lakers. And whereas DeMar DeRozan and several other Bulls, according to Billy Donovan, have been isolating with asymptomatic cases, we did learn from the team that Coby White, he talked about it himself, did experience some, you know, cold/flu-like symptoms with his case of COVID-19. And that he said, you know, it wasn't extremely bad. He said he had even had previous sicknesses in the cold and flu variety that were, you know, more serious symptomatically than this sickness that he endured over the past couple of weeks. But it's still his first action back after being in protocols and dealing with an illness. And I thought you could tell at times last night, even with just 24 minutes, that Coby looked conditioning-wise a step behind. Like, I saw him huffing wind on multiple occasions. And so maybe he's still just trying to get his fitness level back, because he was, you know, he got knocked on his butt with a, you know, a symptomatic case. And that's okay. But you just, you know, you're talking about a Bulls team that desperately needs production from somewhere while they're still shorthanded. And you would hope that Coby White is one of those guys who can give you points and production off the bench. That wasn't really the case against the Lakers. The Bulls managed to get by without it. But here's the thing I like, Big Dave.
Yes, sir.
As Bulls fans continue to wonder, is Coby White a trade piece they're going to dangle over the next couple of months? Is he a piece long term? Is he this team's sixth man or whatever? Mm-hmm. I saw it in my Twitter feed this morning. Last night, after the game, after the W, after a night where he shot 0 of 4 from downtown, Coby White was out there by himself and, you know, with somebody on the Bulls staff shagging rebounds for him, getting up shots.
Yep.
After a win, but after a win in which he did not shoot well, there was Coby White out there on the UC floor by himself getting up some late night shots. You got to respect that work ethic.
Oh, you got to. I mean, like you said, when he's the guy leading the bench in minutes, and then after the game, he's the guy that's back out there on the court taking shots. That says something about him a lot. You know what I'm saying? And also, Matt, I mean, let me throw that in. He also might have had the play of the night with that dunk he had, because that joint was kind of vicious. And mean. I love that play. But yeah, he struggled. He looked like how I thought, and not to this extreme, but he looked like how I thought DeMar DeRozan was going to struggle. You know what I'm saying? Coming back, missing that much time, you know what I'm saying? And then coming back, I was like, yeah, I didn't expect a game like that. But, you know, DeMar's been proving everybody wrong all season long. That's kind of what he's been doing. Coby White, though, we know it, Matt. Like, he hadn't played for 6 months. He came back for a few games. You know what I'm saying? We saw a couple of games where he, you know, kind of looked like Kobe. You know, that game against Orlando. I can't remember the other game where he balled out in the fourth quarter. But he was starting to have those kind of games and looking comfortable. And then smacked in the face with this COVID, and he had to go sit back down. So now he's back out of rhythm. If anybody is a rhythm guy, it's clearly Kobe White. Kobe White is about that rhythm, okay? So when he got his rhythm going, he's a monster, but he hasn't been able to find it consistently yet. So, again, I'm just still giving him time to get it reacclimated to it, you know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you this ain't him. You can't put in that much work and be bad. That's just not how that works, you know what I'm saying? So I'm ready for Kobe White to get his going, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it will happen, man. I really do think Kobe White to get his going, but it's going to take time. I know Bulls fans don't want to hear that. They got the, you know, pitchforks and torches out.
Right.
They want this dude out of here. We can't get him out of here. I know they want to get him guarded and everything like that, but I'm very patient on Kobe White, man, because I know how much time he has missed. And so, and it's a guy who's got to get his rhythm back. You know what I mean? So, and defensively, and I know Matt doing this. Yeah, defensively, he's been all right. He's been all right. He's been okay. He's been okay. Matrix it, Matt. Matrix it. He's been all right. Run. That's how he dies, his Kobe White defense comments.
Yeah, I mean, I am still showing patience with Kobe White because, as you just laid out, he has not had any chance to get a rhythm this season, and rhythm is what drives Kobe's game and his lethal levels of offensive production. So I'm going to try and hang in there with him, and hopefully we see him get a stretch of games where he knows his role, he's comfortable in that role, and he finds himself. But the Bulls bench, I mean, it's still a dire situation with guys coming back because they're still, you know, not only Zach LaVine, but other pieces of this team. You know, Ayo, who was playing big minutes, is still out in protocols. Troy Brown Jr. still out in protocols. Alize wasn't in the rotation, but, you know, they got guys out. So you need production from the guys who you do have on your bench. Behind Kobe White, the most bench minutes was played by Alphonso McKinney with 17. A dude on a 10-day contract, which, by the way, his 10-day contract expired today, Monday. And I just saw before we hit record that the Bulls re-signed him to a fresh 10-day hardship exception contract. So McKinney is here for this next stretch of games to take us through the holidays.
All right.
He was your second leading bench guy. And he's a 10-day guy who showed up and he's only played like, you know, two games. Probably hasn't even had a practice with this squad yet. Right. You know, just a couple of walkthroughs.
Right.
And, you know, two steps forward, one step back when it comes to the Bulls dragging their way through this, you know, ugly COVID situation they're in. 6 minutes in, not 6 minutes into the game, but after just playing 6 minutes, Derrick Jones Jr., who just came back from protocols, leaves the game with a hamstring injury of some kind and did not return. Billy Donovan said after the game he wasn't quite sure, didn't get an official update yet on the level of severity of this hamstring injury for Derrick Jones Jr. But, I mean, that is a body that you need. Derrick Jones Jr. is a vital element to this Bulls rotation right now. Yeah. So, hopefully, we get positive news when it comes to the Bulls. You know, they got another game tonight against the Rockets. Yeah. Then we have a few days off. But then, like, right after Christmas, the Bulls schedule gets busy again. So, yeah. I mean, if you lose Derrick Jones Jr., then you're talking about, okay, guys on 10-day contracts have a role at the back half of Donovan's rotation. You just got to deal with it.
Yeah, and that's why you saw Tyler Cook also, you know what I'm saying?
Tyler Cook, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, because I forgot he was back. I was like, oh, snap, Tyler Cook. I was like, oh, yeah, my guy, get out there. But, yeah, Matt, it's going to be patchwork. It's going to be spit, glue, and grease for a while, you know, at least for another week, you know what I'm saying? So anything the Bulls can pull out of this, we're going to be excited about, and we're going to be very happy about whatever win they can pull out of this. That's why we're happy about this win they got against the Lakers, because that was huge. And and real quick, because we haven't even discussed this guy, Matt, Alex Caruso out there doing the damn thing, man. 17-9. He was, again, he's another one that has that chip on his shoulder when he's playing his old team. That's why he's out there playing them Lakers, giving them the complete business as we're used to giving him, man. Oh, that hamstring's looking good. It looking good. 17-9, hitting those big three-pointers too, Matt. Hitting big three-pointers, playing great defense. I mean, he was annoying as usual, and it was just beautiful to see, man. Shout out.
I love it. That meme, did you see that tweet from Benny the Bull where it's the Wolverine staring longingly at a picture frame meme? Yeah. And it was Wolverine was the Lakers logo, and in the picture frame was Caruso in his Lakers jersey. A plus content from Benny the Bull. But yeah, I mean, kudos to Caruso. Big night. You're going to need him more. Awesome to have him back. But again, this Bulls team. So in case you didn't see it, there were a couple of new agreed upon rules between the league and the Players Association. One of them being that two-way players like Tyler Cook now no restriction on the number of games that they can play for their real squad compared to their G League squad. They had bumped it up to 50 games this season and last season to deal with COVID situations. Now, not even a 50-game limit. Two-way guys can play any number of games for their NBA squad. So there's that. And now there's also an agreed-upon new rule between the league and Players Association, which is any team dealing with an outbreak, for every two guys you have in protocols, you have to sign a hardship exception player. For every three guys, you got to have two. So basically, the league is saying you can have as many extra roster guys as you need, and we don't want to postpone games. So figure out with your personnel, your front office, how you're going to handle it, when you have to handle it. And hopefully, the Bulls are already kind of past this, and they don't have to deal with this. But you might see, as other teams deal with their breakthroughs and their outbreaks, where half their teams in protocols, some pretty weird lineups on tip offs where you're like, I don't even recognize half the names of these dudes out here. But
seriously,
that's clearly showing you how badly the NBA wants to avoid postponed games, because the Bulls two games last week were the first across the league. And then between, those postponements, the back end of last week and through this weekend, there were several more postponements because of outbreaks with other squads. So the league doing everything they can to avoid that moving forward.
Yeah, and I know they didn't want to do it, but speaking for a Bulls fan, it was the right thing to do. Okay? You see it now, right? Mm-hmm. You see, like, right when they canceled them games, everything kind of shut down in the Bulls organization. Stuff kind of went down, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hear any craziness coming out every day, right? Because it was the right thing to do. This is what you have to do in this situation. I know you don't want to, but it's the right thing to do if you want to keep continuing this season. You're going to have to give some of these teams games off. That's just what it's going to have to be, guys. Like, and I'm glad they're kind of recognizing that now, because now you're seeing more games get postponed now, Matt. Now you're seeing more teams getting you know what? Fine. You're playing dudes I haven't even known were alive. All right? So please, go ahead. Sit them down. Relax. All right. Let's get it together, because you got to get this under control some kind of way, man. You can't just keep plowing through. You know what I mean? You got to use some common sense on this and some decency on this. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, good job by them doing that for the Bulls. I appreciate them doing this for other teams now that are going through these big deals, like the Nets and teams like that. So, yeah.
It's just kind of the state of things now. But, hopefully we still get our Christmas Day slate of just from, 11 a.m. Central Time through the entire day and night, five NBA games. Hopefully we have mostly healthy and available squads for those games. Yeah. It's big for the league, and it's really enjoyable part of the holiday season for us NBA heads. So that's it for today. Kudos to the Bulls on a nice win over the Lakers. The Bulls back in action, second night of a back-to-back tonight, out for revenge against those silly Houston Rockets, who the Bulls lost to earlier this season. See if the Bulls can make it two straight. We'll be back again tomorrow with an episode breaking down this Bulls-Rockets game we have on deck tonight. Until then, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, Locked On Bulls, if you haven't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode. We appreciate it. And you can follow us on Twitter, Bulls_Peck, Bow, BAWL Sports, and Locked On Bulls Plus. That text and voicemail line is there for you, 331-979-1369. Until tomorrow, Bulls fans, Matt, for Dave, saying, see Red, be good. Peace out.